Good as advertised tonight, number 9 to Pier, leading number 3, Vincent here, 51-47 as we begin play in the fourth quarter from the Crest Event Center. Redbirds with Adam Blair, 24 points, leading the way. Makarski out on the floor. Coleman fakes the three, pulls up from inside the arc, and can't hit the jumper too strong, comes to himself on the rebound at the free throw line. Gets it off to Cooper Makarski. Makarski on the right wing, deep, back cutting. Coleman off the window, no, too strong. Rebound tip, loose on the floor. Marcus White saves it, but Makarski is able to gather it in, threw it into his chest. Beyer penetrating, laying in. Adam Beyer from the left wing to the iron, 53-47. Redbirds back up by 6. We've come down to the last 12.8 in a heck of a ball game, maybe the feature game of the entire state tonight. Number 9 to Pier, number 3, Milwaukee Vincent, tied at 65. Redbirds will have the ball. It'll be a mid-court inbound with 12.8 seconds left. I imagine they'll want the ball in the hands of the 6'5 senior, Adam Beyer, who's been terrific with 30 points. Makarski will inbound, and he will be left unguarded. And here we go for the final 12.8. Beyer goes to the backcourt. He's bumped by Merriweather, but no call. Beyer will bring it across with under 10. Get a high screen from Coleman. Beyer still on the push. Now he's got to penetrate into the lane. Kicks it off. Pass through the hands of Makarski with 2 seconds left. And Marcus Hines will take a timeout. Redbirds did not get a shot. Fans wanted a foul on the catch on the inbounds as Beyer was bumped by Merriweather. But a good non-call, a full timeout, and we will keep it here. It will be a length of the floor inbound here for Marcus Hines. So unless he draws up a Duke-Kentucky thing, it's going to be tough, and we may play on tonight. 65-all as we are closing in on OT here at the Crest Event Center. What a ball game. Let's see if they line up Burton a la Christian Leitner here. The opposite free throw line. Marcus White heading down. Looks like he'll be the trigger man. Burton's deep in the opposite corner of the gym, 94 feet away. You got Singleton at the free throw line. Hobson and Merriweather are in the backcourt. Let's see if they set the screen and try and fire a bomb to Burton. Here's White, unguarded. Waiting. Now there's the bomb. It is up into the air. Beyer tips it. Burton throws it up. Oh, my! The horn sounds. Beyer deflected the pass, but Deontay was there and almost flicked it up behind his head. And it just hung on the iron. And the putback attempt had the red lights go on the glass backboard. We're headed to overtime. Wow. That was close. A minute into this OT. Beyer driving down the lane. Blocked from behind. And it's last touch by Beyer. Wow. Deontay Burton sent Beyer to the floor with that rejection. And he's just strutting up the floor. This kid's got the D1 mentality, I'll tell you that. Merriweather brings it up. Redbird's still up a deuce here in the overtime. 2:53 and counting. Marcus White left wing. Picks up his dribble. Bounces to Burton on the block. Spins and lays it in. Adam Beyer had no chance. Deontay with 32, 67-all. Oh, man. Pritzel out on the left sideline to Coleman, top of the key. Work right side of the floor now, Spencer Makarski. To Pritzel, turns, shoots, banks it in and fouled. Brevin Pritzel will have a shot at a four-point play. Caught it, twisted up, and the foul is going to go against Jabari Hobson. And he's headed for some ice cream with a DQ here. That's number 5 on Hobson with 2:28 left. Brevin Pritzel. You got to call it, right? Not that time. 2 threes in a row for the sophomore. Come back and have reeled off 6 in a row and are about to make it 7 against the third-ranked unbeaten Vincent Vikings. Another layup up and missed by Burton. And we've gone final here at the Crest. What a ball game. Final score, DePier 83, Milwaukee Vincent 76 in overtime. Post-game show's coming up next. You're listening to the High School Basketball Game of the Week on 1440 WNFL.